Well, I think that the African leaders ought to be informed or made to know what international law is, especially the law of treaties. 34 African countries ratified the Rome Statute that created the International Criminal Court. And from there, when you ratify a treaty, you are expected to know the obligations under it, how to get in and how to get out of it. But also, most importantly, whether or not the treaty does provide for exemption of sitting heads of state and government from being tried. The Rome Statute is very clear that irrespective of who you are, if you allege to have committed war crimes, crimes against humanity, or genocide, you will be tried, whether you are head of state, whether you are a commander of a military that commits war crimes and so on. So there's no way in which that resolution could make sense under international law of treaties, especially the Rome Statute. And therefore, I think that our leaders are misinformed, and I believe that they are really playing games here, because if a sitting head of state commits a crime and you do not punish them, it means therefore that there is immunity for heads of state, which could lead to them really committing all sorts of atrocities and thereafter getting into agreements with those who succeed them so that they are not tried. So I'm ashamed at what really our leaders are up to.
But do you think this kind of demand can be granted in one way or the other?
It will not be granted. It's not whether I think, but I don't think it will be granted. The court has no authority to grant it. The UN has no authority to direct the court, the court in what it should do. So whether it is AU resolution or UN resolution, it will not really conform to the legal regime that governs the Rome Statute and the International Criminal Court.